This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
This week on the Live Feed, we feature Joel Cachel, a singer-guitarist from the suburbs of the Twin Cities. Cachel is self-taught, and his easygoing style is reminiscent of the music of Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz, John Mayer, and Dave Matthews. He's had a chance to tour in Alaska and Nashville, Tennessee. Cachel has also released one album, Tennis Shoes and Diamond Rings, and is currently working on the next. This is a Live Feed, and you're listening to KQAL. I'm Anna Flores, and I'm here with Joel Cachel.
Yeah.
Like Rachel, right?
Like Rachel with a K.
You should have a band called Joe Cachel and the Rachels.
And have actually, the funny thing, these guys that I'm jamming out with right now, he kept calling me my last name, Cachel. And he came up with, he's like, he called me up. He's like, dude, I got this band name, you know, Joel Cachel and the Green Satchels. I was like, dude, my name isn't even Cachel. And I said, how about Joel Cachel and the Rachels? And he's like, no, I don't want to be a Rachel, you know. I think it'd be pretty sweet, though, you know.
I think it'd be ironic.
Yeah, just because
like,
it's
those
all
girls.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it might work.
Or you can get a whole girl band and then be like, have a niche, you know.
That might work. Hey, that's something different, you know. So.
You're self-taught. How did you initially get into playing guitar?
Well, my father actually plays guitar as well, and he plays in, you know, some bands, you know, over time. And there's always been a guitar around the house, and I remember being in early high school, and he started, you know, teaching me and my brother some chords and some oldie songs that he knew, and I just found it was easier to write music than try to learn other people's music. So that's what I do. I started, you know, just making up shapes and, you know, making some noise through the strings of the guitar and singing, and yeah, it's been working out pretty well for me.
So it's mostly intuitive then? Like, real training?
Music is inside of me, you know. I think it's really, you know, more of, you know, feeling and emotion through music. I mean, I think it all makes sense, but I couldn't tell you what I'm doing, I guess.
Right. What kind of influences did you try to aspire to initially when you were trying to learn how to play the guitar, or did you just kind of listen to yourself play?
Well, to be honest, I do listen to myself a lot because I feel like that's how I get better. You know, I do live recordings at different places I play sometimes, and you know, like I'll be busting out some new moves or something, and for me it's cool to be like, oh, go back and like try to redo that. But my major influence is since I was a little kid, I grew up on Jack Johnson. I love the guy. He's got great stuff, you know. You know, can listen to his CDs through and through. But the other three major influences that I like to describe my music, you know, as far as along the lines of Jason Mraz, John Mayer, and Dave Matthews is another major influence on my music. So I'm trying to, you know, as much as I listen to them, I never really learned any of their songs. So like my music might have like similar like feel to it, but it's you know, it's not like I'm going in like using their chords, you know, like it's really just me kind of doing my own thing, making my own style.
So. Yeah. So you never like tried to... like, you know, watch videos and copy their you know, guitar movements, or did you just kind of listen, like, that's a cool sound, I'm going to try and do that too?
Yeah, it was more just, you know, me messing around, you know, me having time and just writing. I, you know, like, the funny thing is I was never really good at, like, English, you know, English class, you know, writing and stuff. But, you know, when it comes to music and words, I mean, it's all your feelings and your emotions. And you know, when I perform, I also like to exert a lot of emotion in my music. So I think it's to me, when I go see a live show or, you know, artists, to see someone put so much emotion into their music, it makes you like, wow, this person is very passionate about what they do, you know. And I like to see that in people when they perform. And I like to try to always keep that in there. So
sure. Where does the inspiration for your music come from?
My inspiration? Well, since I've been writing music, you know, girls was always kind of a, you know, easy thing to write about. Family and friends and love, and, you know, to me, you know, God has a big part in my life as far as, you know, he's always there, so it's always...
What's your songwriting process like?
I like these questions. These are fun. you know, as far as my process, you know, it kind of varies because sometimes I'll be working or something and I'll have this melody in my head and these words and I'll go home and